Well, now to New York, where the Manhattan District Attorney has subpoenaed the president's longtime lender, Deutsche Bank, according to the New York Times. The district attorney was already seeking the president's tax returns. The president has said he's done nothing wrong. But in a court filing this week, prosecutors cited public reports of possible criminal conduct within the Trump Organization. David Enrich, business investigations editor at the New York Times, is part of the team that broke the story. Also author of Dark Towers, Deutsche Bank, Donald Trump, and an epic trail of destruction. David, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And the title of your book reflects what some might be thinking. You know, haven't we heard this before? Something about the president's favorite lender and accusations of wrongdoing. So explain. Deutsche Bank had lent the president more than $2 billion over a couple of decades. It has been subpoenaed by Congress before. This, again, is a Manhattan District Attorney. So why is this subpoena from the DA significant?
What's significant here is not so much that they've been subpoenaed as that they've actually complied with the subpoena. So there have been a lot of subpoenas issued to Deutsche Bank for Donald Trump's records. Trump has been very successful at delaying or just thwarting those subpoenas. In this case, though, last year the subpoenas were issued and Trump did not sue. He did not object. I'm not sure why. And Deutsche Bank spent months in the back half of last year handing over extensive documentation to the Manhattan District Attorney about Donald Trump's accounts and about the information that he provided as he sought loans and other financial commitments.
And you write that this seemed to be an investigation initially that started with a focus on those hush money payments in 2016 made to two women who claimed to have had affairs with Donald Trump. But this, as you say, points to a much broader investigation, possibly into insurance fraud. Can you talk more about, you know, all that information that these prosecutors have? What might they be investigating?
While we don't know the specific details of exactly what they're investigating, the DA's office this week in court hinted that among the things they're looking at is bank and insurance fraud. And I know, having spoken to people at Deutsche Bank who have seen these subpoenas, that the subpoenas to Deutsche Bank last year specifically cited any evidence that they have that might pertain to possible bank, insurance, or tax fraud. And the way that would work in theory is that, especially when you're trying to get a loan from a bank like Deutsche Bank, you might want to overstate the value of the real estate assets you have or other assets you have, because that allows you to get a bigger loan. And certainly in my experience, having spoken to a lot of people at Deutsche Bank that were involved in the decisions over lending money to Trump, their experience was that Trump routinely exaggerated his wealth and exaggerated the value of specific assets. And it was kind of a running joke for a while inside Deutsche Bank how Trump was such a serial exaggerator. And from a criminal standpoint, though, that can be problematic. It's not legal to deliberately mislead or attempt to defraud financial institutions. So I think that that is the bulk of what the district attorney is looking at as far as we've been able to discern.
Well, we know that the DA is still trying to get the president's tax returns. The Supreme Court upheld their right to do so last month, but they left the door open for more challenges from the president. So what might happen? What shoes might fall in coming weeks and months?
Well, I think the DA's ability to get the tax returns is kind of the linchpin to this entire investigation, because the way that they, if they were to try and prove that Trump had defrauded banks or insurance companies, one of the ways they would do that is point out that the way he was valuing assets in his statements to the banks is different than what he was doing in his tax return. So the conventional wisdom certainly is that the odds are good that the DA will eventually get the tax returns. And the broader question, just as a journalist for me, is whether this stuff will ever become public. And just because the DA gets the tax returns does not at all mean that they automatically become public. They'll be subject to grand jury secrecy rules, and they might only become public in the event of a criminal trial against Trump or his company or his family.
David Enrich, business investigations editor at the New York Times, author of Dark Towers, Deutsche Bank, Donald Trump, and an Epic Trail of Destruction. David, thank you.
Thanks for having me.